the Willistown Museum, where we are now, by his home place here in Locust Grove. But you have plans to move out of this building. Tell us your plan.
Well, this building, obviously, he just made it as a place to put his work so people could come see, but he didn't make it museum, you know, as it should be. There's no restroom there. It is handicap accessible, but there, you know. And so he, after he died, and then mom passed away in 2012, and so the property belongs to my youngest brother, but it's not conducive really for people to come, you know, visit, because it's just not, it's not big enough. It's not, well, not having a restroom is a big thing, and getting up here and parking and all that is just not feasible for, and I want it to be a quality museum. And I the architect that we have, we got our 501c3 in December of 2019. We had our first fundraiser the first weekend in March of 2020. We raised enough money then to buy, there was an old bank building, the first bank building in Locust Grove was built in 1912. So we raised enough to buy that building and have the demolition done inside. And I had, my architect drew, has drawn up a great building. And so we want to renovate that bank building, keep the outside looking like it did in 1912, but, you know, make it into a museum.
Right. And so what kind of money is it going to take to make that happen?
Well, right now, I have a building manager, and our budget is that right now to get the building renovated worthy of the museum is $900,000 is what I need right now. Mm-hmm. We need $50,000 just to get the electricity done, which is our first step. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can't do anything else in the building without the electricity. So we're in the fundraising. So far, that's what we've been able to raise.
Right.
And then COVID hit, so it kind of strangled us as far as fundraising. And
well, it's a great idea what you want to do as you're renovating that bank building. It's preserving history there and then preserving his work inside of it.
Right.
It's a great idea. We should mention Jason Briggs Stone, your brother. He was fairly talented himself.
Yes, he was.
But he died May 31st of last year?
Last year.
2022. He was 76.
Yes.
And did he work with your father?
Yes, he was dad's, well, I call him the heir apparent, you know, of the kids. He was who dad picked to carry on his work. And so he gave Briggs the... we call him Briggs. His name's Jason. Daddy gave everybody nicknames. So he's a name. His nickname was after Briggs and Stratton Motors. So anyway, he grew up Briggs, and that's all we know him as. But very, very gifted mechanically in the carvings. He does a great job. He did a great job.
He could do that. Probably didn't inherit the creativity of your father.
Maybe not the soul.
Is that right?
The inner soul of it, but he could carve anything that daddy told him to gave him to carve.
But he was a master artist for the Five Civilized Tribes Museum.
Yes, he was. And they have pieces of his work there. And he has pieces in the, like the Zorros had pieces of his work. Mm-hmm. And the Griffins and several collectors of his work.
His children, did they pick up on any of this artistic ability?
He has a daughter that actually does carve. She doesn't do it all the time. She has taken it up, and she's very good at it too, but she's not actively doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's just been getting her master's and working school, getting school.
Okay.
Done, so.
Well, she's got a long life yet.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your nickname?
He just called me Lenny.
Lenny?
Yeah. It was funny. I was number 8, and I asked mom. Everybody was named after somebody, and I asked mom who I was named after. She said, "Well, that was the popular name that year." I go, well, that makes me feel real good.
<You
know? laughs>
Right.
But all the other ones were. But anyway, my nickname was Lenny. You know, my oldest sister Irene. She was named after my mom. Her nickname was Skis, and I don't know where that came from. But yeah, he just liked nicknames. He loved animals. He talked to all of our farm animals, you know, and
Well, here I have the names. You can help me. Irene Skez Stone.
Skees.
Skees. Why did he name her Skees?
I don't know why he picked Skees.
Nettie Sanders. Evelyn Holland. Lida.
Lida.
That Henson.
Henson. Uh-huh. She was named after his mother.
You. Linda. Callery. Mm-hmm. Grant Stone.
Grant was the oldest. He was at the top of the list. Grant Willard.
Okay. And then Danny Stone, Dwight Stone, Rocky Stone, and
Michael Stone.
Michael Stone.
Mm-hmm.